21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
My name is Christy Pretzinger, and I am the CEO of an organization called WG Content. And I've spent about 20 years building that business. But what I've discovered over the past many years is that my true passion is about creating an environment where people can thrive. One of the things that I have learned over time is that people really need to know that they matter. That the special magic that they bring to a situation, no matter what that situation is, whether it's work or a relationship, it doesn't matter. They need to know that the special magic that they bring to that situation will be missed if they leave. So as I ponder the world today, and I feel like there's a lot going on, and especially with social media and all of those kind of things, while there are certainly benefits to that, I also see the drawbacks to forming true human connection. And that is something that I'm also passionate about, is that I firmly believe that as humans, we have more in common than we don't. And that the only way to really access that is through true human connection. And I really work to foster that in my environment. And it's my passion to share with other people how I've been able to create an environment where people can thrive and where they know that they matter. When I first was building the business, I told my accountant at the time that I wanted to build a business based on kindness. And if I couldn't do that, I would go back to being a freelance writer. Now, as you're building a business, anyone in your audience knows that you put on all the hats and you are busy just doing everything. You're selling for the organization, you're doing the accounting, you're operating, you're doing all the things. So while kindness was my intention, I don't think I would say all my attention was on it at the time. Fast forward to about 5 years ago, and we were working with some consultants, and the first thing they did was survey all of the employees, because they were trying to discover what was the core of our business, the thing without which we would not exist. And come to find out, it was our culture, which I found to be very interesting at the time. It kind of took me back to that first comment that I had said so many years earlier. And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking that for many people, they would feel like culture as the core of a business, of a money-making organization, would be counterintuitive. But in my experience, I know that it actually does directly affect the bottom line. And as I thought more about it, I started thinking about how I look at my business through the lens of what I call a cultural balance sheet, which I am actually the author of the upcoming book, Your Cultural Balance Sheet, discussing this topic. So that was a big learning for me, to realize that I had the intention all those years ago, and then to be able to, in hindsight, look back and say, wow, that actually did come to fruition. And kindness is one of our core values. Our values are, we are empowered, curious, kind, and fun. And so it is one of our core values that we live with, that it's a thread that runs through our organization and upon which all decisions can hang. I'm the author of the upcoming book, Your Cultural Balance Sheet. And the point of that book is sharing keys to helping other leaders build environments where people can thrive. So we have numerous keys throughout the book. And through our conversation here, I'd just like to share three simple, actionable keys that you as a leader can implement immediately. The first key is about your values. Obviously, that's a huge asset in any organization. And the thing about your values is they need to remain constant. The expression of those values can change, but the values themselves should remain the same. And if you don't have values in your organization yet, stated values, make sure that you kind of crowdsource them with your people, because what those values say about your organization is this is who we are. For example, in our organization, our values are we are empowered, curious, kind, and fun. And the way that we have ripped those from the wall, so to speak, is we have engineered processes within our organization to help people live out those values. And I'll give you an example of one of them. We have a monthly all-hands meeting, as many organizations do. Prior to that meeting, we elicit submissions from employees about one value. So for example, let's say the value this month is kindness or kind. So we ask employees to recognize other employees who have demonstrated kindness. So that does a couple of things. Number one, it allows the person nominating someone to demonstrate kindness. And number two, it rewards other people. They get acknowledged, they get recognition for having demonstrated kindness. So then what happens is we have a lot of submissions, and during our meeting at the end, our HR coordinator, she talks about all the nominees and who said what about each person. So everybody gets a little bit of recognition, and then she pulls a name out of a hat, and then that person gets a small gift card. But it's really more about the living the values and recognizing that someone has demonstrated that value in their experience in the workplace. Another culture key is remembering that it's your responsibility and your privilege to make your employees shine. Again, they are a huge asset to any organization. And I think anyone who leads a business or any sort of an organization knows that. But do the employees know that? So how do you make sure that the employees know that they matter? As I mentioned earlier, people need to know that they matter, that the special magic they bring would be missed if they leave. I often say that positions are replaceable, people are not. But how do you actually make that a practice? You know, those are just words until you actually do something about it. So again, what we do is that we have something that we call You Matter, and it is a total comp sheet. Now, many organizations give employees a total compensation sheet in order to show them that it's more than just their salary. There's all sorts of things that go into that, and their total comp is much more than just what their salary is. In my experience, those comp sheets are frequently done because the organization hears people rumbling about feeling like they're not being paid enough. And so they're like, well, we'll show you what you're actually paid. That is not the energy behind what we do. And that's why we call this sheet You Matter. That is the title of that sheet. We have a paragraph underneath that that states something along the lines of, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you putting your talents and skills and abilities to work every day for this organization. And that is very meaningful, hopefully, to you and to us. So here's what we can do for you in a concrete way to recognize the unique magic that you bring to this organization. So it's something along those lines. And then we go into the total comp as any total comp sheet does. But the energy behind it is completely different. And to a person, when the manager gives that to people, they're always, even if they've seen it before, because many of our employees have been here 13 years, 12 years, 10, you know, long time people, every time they get that, they're reminded and they comment on the fact that they are reminded that they matter. It's not just about that bottom line money. It's about all of the other things. We're not wagging our finger at them saying, we're doing this for you. We're saying, thank you for coming here and doing all of this. And in return, this is how we can recognize your contribution to the organization. Key number three is developing self-awareness and encouraging radical empathy. So developing self-awareness as a leader, in my own experience, is the absolute key to effective leadership. In fact, many years ago, I had a coach say to me, "Your company is you, and you are your company, and it won't grow until you do." And what I did at that time, interestingly enough, this is probably almost 14, 15 years ago, I started a daily meditation practice. So I would get up in the morning, and the first thing I would do would be to meditate. And then I would read, but I wasn't reading business books alone. I did certainly read those, but I was actually reading more self books about personal development with an eye towards self-awareness. So I started learning about the Enneagram, which is a personality typing system. But the difference between this one and others, and the reason I like it and we use it in our organization, is because it looks at the motivation for someone's behavior as opposed to simply their behavior. So what we do around that, and this all, it made me self-aware first by learning about my own type within the Enneagram. And then I learned about other types. So I understood their motivation for their behavior, that someone behaving in a certain way wasn't designed to drive me crazy. It's because this is the way they process information, or this is the way they think, this is their motivation for that behavior. So what we do in our organization to encourage this is we actually have everyone typed before they join the organization. And then they get a book on it, and they also get a couple sessions with an Enneagram coach to develop some understanding. We do lunch and learns quarterly. And then usually about once a year, we'll do a full day workshop. And that full day workshop might be, for example, the last one we did was on change, managing change, because we had a lot going on in terms of our tech stack. So there's some actual work things happening that were challenging. It's hard for people to change. We know that. So we looked at change through the lens of the Enneagram. And so what happened is people got to share their experience of this very challenging situation and be like, "Oh, it's not just me. I thought I was the only one who was struggling. You know, it looks like this for me. Like I'm afraid I won't be able to do it right." And so that's one person's motivation for struggling. Another person is like, "I'm afraid I won't look good because I'm not catching on to this quickly." That's their motivation. And then someone like me, my motivation is everybody has to be okay. I have to make sure everyone's okay. And so in order, you can even tell how I just spoke more quickly. I can get real fast and frantic, trying to make sure everyone is okay. So you start learning about people's motivation. And what I have learned and started with me as the leader is as I learned why someone behaves the way they do, when I'm having a conversation with them, I literally step into their shoes and I'm thinking about why they're behaving the way they are, which takes me out of my own shoes and lays the groundwork for radical empathy. So that is one of the things that we do. And then to further that and make it a practice, much like we do with our values, we have a tool called the Best of Me. And I'd be more than happy to share QR codes for you to access this. It's called the Best of Me. And it is four quadrants. There are four squares. And the squares, you're looking at it, on the upper left says, "You get the best of me when." And then the upper right next to it says, "You get the worst of me when." The lower left says, "You can count on me to," and the lower right says, "What I need from you is." We do these quarterly. The manager does it with an employee. The employee completes it. We encourage them to be thoughtful and vulnerable. And the manager's only job really is to listen and to ask clarifying questions. And what's most important in this, especially for the leader, is that last quadrant that says, What I need from you is. So when you elicit that from an employee, you ask them, "What do you need from me?" If you don't do it, you can blow trust so quickly. And trust is a long game. So that requires both intention and attention. And so when someone tells you what they need from you, you have to the best of your ability, do it for them. And then that continues to foster the trust, that fosters the vulnerability, that encourages empathy. And those are all soft skills and all things that self-awareness enables as well. So my organization, WG Content Strategy and Creation, is expanding. We know that our roots are in healthcare, but our wings can take us anywhere. And the reason is that regardless of what we are doing, everything that we do is because of our mission, which is building relationships one word at a time. We build them with each other in the organization. We build them with all of the associates that we work with across the country. We do it with our clients, and then we do it with our clients, whether they're patients or customers, we build relationships there as well. There's no question that there are many organizations that can produce website content, digital content, and strategy. There are many of them out there. There are not others, in my own experience, that do it the reason that we do it, the why, which is building relationships, or the how that we do it. And everything that we do revolves around meeting you where you are and helping you solve whatever problem you're facing. I frequently say, we don't know the sandbox you're playing in, but we'll jump right in there with you and help you work your way through it. That's our difference maker. We recently just won a very large project away from a different content provider because we talked about that we are not transactional. We are not the kind of people who come in and tell you you're doing everything wrong and you have to do it this way. We say, how can we help you? And can we make some recommendations based on our experience that might be helpful for you? So everything that we do is built around building relationships one word at a time. And that's our difference in the industry.
21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
Imagine a space where triumphs, trials, and tales of entrepreneurship come alive. Welcome to the 21st Century Entrepreneurship Podcast, a gold awarded journey hosted by Martin Piskarik, connecting with listeners in 95 countries and ranking in the top 0.5% of all podcasts. Join our exclusive community, elevate your perspective, and embark on the path to success.